we just went over all the games, and the big game tomorrow night is down at Hillsdale with Onsted. Unbeaten, they've won their first five. Hillsdale 6-0 out of the gate. Two teams that are used to winning, and that'll be quite a battle tomorrow night in Hillsdale. Brad Maska, head basketball coach at Onsted, joins us. Brad, I imagine everybody's pretty keyed up.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guys are ready to go. We've been looking forward to this. Basically, since last year, we had a couple of really tough games with those guys last year. Those were our only two league losses, and we're ready to go for Friday night.
This might be your biggest game of the year, Brad.
Yeah, you know, up to date, absolutely. We look at one game at a time, as all coaches will tell you. But down at Hillsdale, we haven't had much success. Not a lot of teams have had much success down there. So we're really looking forward to the fantastic atmosphere, and our guys are prepared. We got one more day to prepare today, and we'll be ready to go for tomorrow.
Of course, you've had the pleasure of coaching Austin Davis now, what, for 4 years?
Yeah. He got brought up to varsity about halfway through his freshman year, and then I've had him on my bench as a manager since he's been about fifth grade all the way up. So we've had Austin around for quite a while.
You've seen Brad, talk about Austin. I know there's been a change. We did a game, I think, early in his sophomore year. He was the one thing I noticed, he just had great feet. He was maybe a little. I don't want to say pudgy, he just wasn't probably put together the way he is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. As a sophomore, I think probably was when we played Lumen in the districts. He was about 270 at that point.
Yeah.
You know, he's always had great footwork. He's always had great hands, and that's kind of the things that Coach Beilein really was impressed with. But this summer, he challenged Austin to change his body, and he did everything he asked him to do. He really worked his tail off. He dropped about 30 pounds. He's about 235 now. He's down to about 11% body fat, and now he can run. And as our team goes, we don't have to wait for our best player to get down the court. We can kind of get going right away. Mm-hmm. It just makes us a lot better as well. So not to mention all his attributes he had before, but now he's quicker, faster, and he can go a lot longer. So that's what we're real excited about.
What makes him so good, Brad, is it besides the hard work, certainly?
Well, the hard work is definitely the big thing, but Austin's always a kid that you challenge him with something, and he's gonna accomplish it. We challenged him to get faster. He got faster. We challenged him to work on his outside shot. He worked on his outside shot. And his basketball knowledge helps him so much. We'll see teams double, triple teaming him all year long, and he's able to make the extra pass. He'll be able to do the little things that are important. And it always makes your team better when one of your hardest workers is your best player, and he's definitely been that, and he's really led this group. He's not a big talker, but he leads in other ways as working hard and things of that sort, and that's what he's done for our group.
A real example for the rest of the team?
What's that?
A real example, I guess, for the rest of the team?
The rest of the team. When you have a 6'10 kid leading you in sprints and stuff like that, we really question the other guys, and they get after him, so it's really good to see.
Mm-hmm. What does Hillsdale bring to the party? I know they're usually pretty physical.
Yeah, always physical. They got a really nice group of bigs with the Peterson kid and the Baxter kid, both averaging in double digits. Peterson was a quarterback, so he's really athletic. He's been a four-year player for them.
Mm-hmm.
They also had a couple younger kids. The Drews kid that graduated a year ago, I think it's his little cousin, Bryce, that comes off the bench, or he starts as a point guard for them. And they got a nice couple of nice kids coming off the bench with some other size, 6'2", 6'3", guards. They can knock down shots with their point guard, the Phillip kid, that's a nice left-handed point guard that makes really good decisions with the ball. So it'll definitely be a challenge. We're really looking forward to it, like I said, and I think a lot of people around the area are going to be looking at this game, and it just gives our program and Hillsdale's program and our league really a chance for everyone to kind of take notice of the things that we're doing as programs.
Really does. It's certainly one of the premier matchups in the entire state, really this week. You have some other... you know, everybody talks about Davis, but you have some other nice pieces, don't you, Brad?
Yeah, we got Skyler Lipinski, 6'6", four-man for us that's been doing a great job. He had 19 the other night. He just compliments Austin so well. There's two very unselfish bigs, and it's really difficult this year to double Austin as much because Skyler will burn you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And the most the most important thing that we've improved from last year this year is our guard play. It's not noticed as much, but these three guys, James Dietrich, Gabe Richardson, and Dallas Hybrader, are just tremendous defensive players right now, and they're just doing a great job of taking care of the ball. All three of them are pretty much interchangeable for me at the point position, and they just kind of lead us defensively and get us going, get us into transition. And, you know, they don't put up big numbers, average about 5, 6, 7, 8 points a game, but they all are averaging 3 or 4 assists and 3 or 4 steals a game, and they just do a great job of guarding the perimeter for us. And if they do get beat, we have the fortunate of having 6'10 and 6'6 there waiting for them.
Yeah. How crazy has it been, Brad? This doesn't happen often at a school like Onsted, or frankly, most schools where you have the attention that Davis has brought to the program the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, that's for sure. We've really enjoyed it, and our community has been so supportive throughout the whole thing. It was a lot more crazy last year when he was going through the recruiting process, when we had everybody from TCU to Boston, or to Notre Dame to Northwestern to Stanford, all these coaches coming into the gym constantly. And it was tough. It was tough on our team. It was tough on our guys, you know, and yet get with a big win on a Friday night, and Fran McCaffrey from Iowa calls and says, "Are you practicing tomorrow? We'd like to see Austin." You have to tell your kids, "Yeah, I guess we're practicing tomorrow." So it's been kind of a whirlwind, like I said. But it's been great because it has brought a lot of attention to our program, and a lot of people are taking notice of the things that we're doing as a basketball program, and it's exciting. It really is, you know. So we're excited about it, and we couldn't be more proud of Austin and the things that he's done.
What did he like about Michigan, Brad? Or was that kind of a done deal, or were there other teams in the running?
Yeah, there was, I mean, Northwestern and Notre Dame, and there was a lot of schools. That Wisconsin was a big one for Austin as well. He kind of fits that profile really well down there. A lot of those schools were really hard after him. Coach Beilein and his staff were just amazing. Every time they came, Austin felt probably the most comfortable going up there and talking to the coaches. And, you know, we're about 35 minutes from Ann Arbor, so he's always grown up a Michigan fan. Mm-hmm. So he's always been having that on his mind. And you know, he was really open-minded about the whole process and said, you know, if Michigan does come calling, that's definitely an option, but I got to look at everything. And the way it worked out with Coach Beilein and his staff, Coach Alexander, Coach Jordan, and Coach Meyer, they're just great people. And Austin just felt most comfortable there. And like I said, we couldn't be more proud of the spot he picked and the group that he's going to be going with.
How far can this team go, Brent?
That's a great question. I don't know. You know, I really feel that we've done a lot of things this summer with playing a lot of bigger schools. Just last week we had Parma Western and Grand Ludge come down for a scrimmage, so we're trying to play some better competition throughout. Obviously, Hillsdale will be a big one Friday. I think with the pieces that we have, if they continue to work hard, I really feel that we could have a real special season. You know, and last year we made it to the regional finals and lost a tough one to Milan, who was a really great program. But I think if we keep working hard and doing the things that we can do, I think it could be a real special season for our guys.
And Erie Mason, they could be a sleeper in your league?
Erie Mason is very well coached. That's a little gym, hard to play down there. Coach Skaggs is the coach down there. He actually was coaching at Elma College when I was playing at Adrian College. So He does a tremendous job of just mixing things up defensively. They do a great job of running this little spread offense. They always have a couple of shooters that are finding themselves in the corners, and they're a very tough matchup in years past. And like I said, Coach Skaggs does a heck of a job and really coaches them up. So it's definitely a tough place to play down there as well.
Yeah, but just looking at your schedule, it looks like these two Hillsdale games will be the toughest right now.
Yeah, we got the two Hillsdale games, and like I said, going down to Erie is always tough. We got Tecumseh at Tecumseh on a Saturday, which is a tough game. We had to play them in the district finals last year. It's not too far away from us, so it's kind of a rivalry game.
Uh-huh.
It's actually where I started my coaching career at, so it's always tough for me. And then we have Jackson Northwest on the road, which will be a tough one as well, just going away from us and playing a bigger school like that. It's a great opportunity for us as well. So well, there's definitely some highlighted games on there that will give us some problems. But like I said, we're just taking it one at a time, and we're really excited about Friday night's matchup. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for two really good basketball teams to battle it out.
Where do you go for your district, Brad?
We'll be at Columbia Central. And actually, Hillsdale bumped up to Class B this year also. Them and Jonesville will be in our district.
Oh, boy.
So that should be interesting, too. Adrian and Tecumseh join it along with Columbia.
That will be pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. We it's hard to play a team three times, especially a team as good as a team like Hillsdale, and that's a possibility. We're both on either side of the bracket right now, so who knows what's going to happen throughout the year. But like I said, it should be a fun district.
Well, I don't imagine there'll be many seats there tomorrow night.
No, it'll be a packed house, that's for sure. And that's what. So I was talking to the kids today. So we'll try to find some crowd music and pump it into practice today, so that they can't hear me. So we can see how we can get through it.
Hey, Brad, thanks so much for stopping by. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
Take care, Brad Maska, head basketball coach at Onsted. They're unbeaten. Hillsdale unbeaten tomorrow night down at Hillsdale.